This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Clint, when I heard this, Clint, it made me think of you because I know your thought process. And this is, to me, I just wish I have an understanding of what CJ is talking about here and what exactly he means. But this is CJ kind of talking about his approach and how he's been thinking about things. I think this kind of goes to what we talked about early. I think he is thinking a lot. But this is CJ talking about his potential approach moving forward.
I would say you could say three plays, but when you watch the film, it's like 15. I would say this. The perspective that I have after a game is just move on. There's no point of harping back, but at the same time, learn from your mistakes. And I was able to do that with, you know, my coaches and my teammates. And I feel like when I play freely and I play with a mindset of it doesn't matter what happens, and that's how, you know, I kind of played in college, was like, and that's what Coach Day used to tell me, swing as hard as you can. And I feel like, you know, maybe I haven't been doing that lately, and I've been kind of like babying throws here, like, you know, trying to just, like, you know, take care of the whole grand scheme of things. And yeah, that's my responsibility, but also swing as hard as I can. And so that's what I plan to do. You know, I don't even know why I even thought like that, but that's my perspective now, is like swing and, you know, knock something out, no matter what it is. But, and I feel like I have that capability through the talent I have, and I also have put it on film time and time again. So I just got to go back and just be myself more and more and more and more and more and more, and believe in myself and swing as hard as I can.
Swing as hard as I can. When I heard that and how he described it, it felt like it could go either way. But I know from you, listening to you and the conversations we've had over the last 2 weeks, really.
Yeah.
Hey, you got it. Like, you got to be smart here and not just keep trying to go for the big and go for the big and go for the big. I was wondering what you got from those comments from him.
This doesn't bother me. I think we can look at it one of two ways. One, there's no doubt about it. He babied the throw that got picked in the end zone.
Like, I feel good if he's saying I need to let it rip on throws. That's one thing.
See it and let it rip. Now here's, like, I think there is a. To me, if there's been an issue with CJ, like, the way to kind of, I think, put it all into perspective or into one, like, under one umbrella is commitment. Like, whatever you decide to do, just commit to it wholeheartedly and let it rip. That doesn't mean, you know, don't work low to high, like I want you to continue. That doesn't mean that. You know, it's just on the throw where the interception happened to Tank Dell that you, like, just trust your eyes, don't be afraid to make a mistake, and let this thing rip. Again, it's you know, the throw after the PI that Xavier Hutchinson got on the deep ball, right? The field position swung because there was a pass interference penalty in the Texans' favor. The next pass, I think it was, that he threw was the one where he's late getting back to Tank Dell on the comeback and it almost turns into an interception. You know, that's one of them where he was trying to see to verify, and it took too long, where he should have just come up off that play action, get a good pre-snap read. You know the corner's soft. Come off that play action. They take away the number one in your progression. Kick your eyes back to the left and let that sucker eat, right? You don't need to double clutch and double hitch and see it before you throw it. Just kick your eyes back over there and let it rip. And so this is more of a commit to whatever the hell you're going to do, whatever play it is, whatever your decision is, commit to it and let it rip, more so than the overly aggressive stuff. What I really like about that cut, Ron, and I didn't pick up on it the first time I heard it, but what I really like about that cut right there is my man said, you know, because apparently the question was something along the lines of about the two or three plays where he made mistakes. And he said, no, actually, it was not two or three or four or five. It was 15. Right? Like, to me, that's how critical my man should be. Is like, no, y'all don't understand how bad it was. Like, it wasn't just two or three. There was 15 plays out there, and that's what I was getting at after the game. It's like, man, there's several plays that are just little quarterback technique, mechanic, kind of like real, almost in-depth types of stuff that CJ just is not playing at the same level that he was, you know, even 5 weeks ago before all the hits started mounting up. So it's good to hear CJ on a Friday, which is typically like a Thursday, saying, nah, hell no, it was more like 15, and I gotta get it right.
I'm just listening to that, Clint, because I'm glad to hear that perspective from you, because to me, I was thinking to myself, I'm good. Like, it's cool if it's the, hey, man, we got to swing, man. I got to swing in terms of babying throws. Like, I got to get in there, and I got to see that, and I got to go ahead and just, I got to throw the ball in. I got to put it in there like I've done my whole life. My other thought was, is he meaning big swings as in, man, we gotta go down the field, baby. No. We gotta swing those. Like, cause that point I was just like, ooh, I didn't, like, what's he saying? Cause our guy Wesley here on YouTube and Twitch said, oh, I gotta hear that. I feel two picks coming. Cause he's about to let it ride. So I'm glad to hear that from you. I just, listening to that, it just made me think how hard playing quarterback is in this league, Clint. I don't think they calculated this. I don't think we did. Can you see and hear how much he's in his head? Hey, can you see? I'm like, he's in there.
Well, today, after yesterday's audio after with D'Amico and him, and I'm sure Bobby today.
But this right here, I don't even know what I was thinking. That, like, man, I'm baby in throes, and I'm in here sitting, because he's sitting there thinking, I got to take care of it. I got to take care of the ball. He's like, I don't even know why I'm even thinking that. Like, I'm just, like, I like at the point of, it seems like it is so, they're trying so hard, and he's been doing it the last 2 weeks. He's been almost giving himself a pep talk with it, trying so hard to, I got to get back to being whoever me is.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in a spot where the Texans need this game a lot more than I thought. I mean, they need the game because they've
lost. You said that before the show.
Yeah, I mean, they've lost three of four, and you know, they need to get this tide turned and correct some things. But after hearing D'Amico and CJ, like,
they need to get him right.
Yeah, CJ needs this game, you know, and I'm really shocked that's where I'm at with it. But that's they need this game a lot more than just to get the season back on track. They need this game to get their quarterback's confidence back and get him rolling in the right direction.
Yeah, someone here on the text line coming in as they say they're holding back on throws implies he doesn't trust his wide receivers to make catches. We've been seeing Tank drop passes lately. Think there is some lack of trust there. Yeah, I don't think that was the case.
The interesting thing is, I know there's been injuries.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.